We're back with you talking markets, this time with Chris Robinson. Now, Chris is the founder of Robinson Ag Marketing, a division of TJM in Chicago. And Chris, on the grain side of things, it looks like maybe some positioning already starting for the WASDE report on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely saw some short covering by the funds. They've been short quite a bit of wheat, Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis. That they bought back a chunk today. As soon as we got through SEP, when SEP went through $5, that seemed to be the starting line. And they're still short. They didn't buy it all back, but it definitely took some risk off the table. It's a nice thing, though. It's given us a 40-cent bounce in Chicago, about a 35-cent bounce or so in Kansas City. Just 8 days ago, you know, Kansas City SEP was at 425, so here we are closing it on. We settled almost on our top at 556. And 3/4. So that's a good one. I'm going to call that a 1 month high. Hopefully, you know, the lows are in, we'll see. Definitely an excellent opportunity for producers though, because we are just, now less than 48 hours away from the USDA, WASDE report. So, it's good, a good development. If you're long, giving everybody a chance to dot their I's and cross their T's heading into this report.
You know, I was talking just a little bit ago about the fact that our weather team is projecting temperatures over 110 degrees in the Southern Plains next week after we get past a few rain showers in the Midwest here over the next few days. But is that why they basically, pardon the pun, lit a fire underneath that cotton market here today?
Yeah, cotton has been, you know, really fighting back. We had a disastrous, you know, first part of the year, right? Started the year out near 73 cents. Not that long ago, you know, on the lows, really when the lows in crude oil, when we got down there and everybody was very concerned in the first week of April, we actually posted 11-year lows. We went back to just a hair above 50 cents. It's the lowest price we've seen since 2009. So it's nice to see us rally. Now we are more than halfway back. We've reached that 64 level, which is a big technical retracement number that everybody has been looking at. So that's a good development. Now we are, you know, $14 off the low, and we are only, you know, we're less than 10 now from being where we were in January. So a great development, a good opportunity for producers. I know a lot of guys that have been talking to cotton producers, you know, a lot of guys are sitting with a lot of unpriced bales. So this is a gift. I can't imagine that the weather forecast is going to improve enough. It's definitely being kind of factored in there. And the last thing we have is the managed money is really just getting started building a long position again. They had been short in the hole. And, you know, back in April, they've covered all that. Now they have a small long. So the glass half full perspective, another great opportunity for producers. And could we get some repricing after the WASDE? Absolutely, it's possible. Sometimes there's a correlation between soybeans and cotton. But right now, honestly, I think the number one driver is the heat that's in Texas. It's putting a lot of stress on this crop. And every day that we go along without some negative news comment about the United States and China, that is a positive, because you got to remember they are the biggest producer and the biggest end user. Historically, they've always liked to buy our cotton because we generally have better quality cotton than they do. So at the end of the day, it's a good day for cotton producers.
Now, speaking of net long positions, I also noted where the latest Commitment of Traders report had the commodity funds net long 17,000 contracts on cattle and about 4,700 contracts on the hogs. I don't know if that's enough on one side to make a difference or not. Obviously, it didn't seem to support the market today, but could that be a factor or not?
I think it has been. A lot of times, I've been watching the hogs quite closely because I have some clients that are, you know, hog producers. And the funds never really got short hog. They rode it all the way down with everybody else. I think that's kind of like their China anti-bet, right? If something was to happen and all of a sudden, you know, we had a no harm, no foul, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of love for China. If we wake up one day, everything's all right. The first thing that's going to benefit is going to be hog prices. Other than that, it's still a well-supplied market. There's still a concern out there. If you look at Christmas hogs, that 50 cent level is a big psychological level to hold on to. The good thing is you're absolutely correct. They are net long. Certainly it's nice to see them long, live cattle as well. You got to remember back earlier in the year, there was a point where they were long, you know, over 100,000 contracts of live cattle. And really for the last year, year and a half, they had been a driving force when we did get higher prices. So it's nice to see them back in there. I think they're looking at what everybody else is looking at too, is can we get August fat cattle to really move forcefully out of this trading range? We've been, you know, after some volatile months between the beginning of March and where we are now, we've been kind of sideways here, right at this, par level, this $100 level in August fat cattle. So we're waiting for the next leg. Again, I think a lot of it depends on, if you look at live cattle, it tends to go with the stock market. You know, are we going to see the economy in the U.S. stay open? And I guess you put that in quotation marks. I mean, if they keep shutting down certain states, that has a negative impact.
Chris, as always, thank you for the information on the markets. Good to visit with you again, and I hope you have a terrific trading week out there. Chris Robinson, he's the founder of Robinson Ag Marketing, a division of TJM in Chicago. Well, there you have it. That's a look at our markets from Wednesday. That'll do it for this edition of Commodity Wrap. For Zach Troutman, I'm Marlon Bolling. Make it a terrific evening, and take care, everybody.